Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We are living in strange times, man.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Really weird times. Before we get started with the news, let's try to get this one up to 513 likes. Hit that like button, Larson. What is going on?
To follow up on our conversations yesterday about Mania, whether it will be canceled, there was an emergency policy meeting today, Hillsborough County. That's where Tampa's at.
Okay.
Thanks to Cody Miles, who watched this meeting.
Yeah.
And gave us the details.
Yeah, man.
Apparently, this is what was discussed in relation to WWE and WrestleMania. This is what Cody sent us. Quote, WWE taking it under advisement and consideration to cancel WrestleMania. If they don't cancel, the board will reconvene in a week. If they don't take the appropriate precautions, the county board will discuss forcing cancellation. Governor has advised a cancellation, but is first the WWE's decision, and the local board can't force the decision.
Yeah, meanwhile, the WWE issued the following statement to CBS Sports. While we remain committed to hosting WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, April the 5th, we are putting contingency plans in place in the event that it is canceled by government officials, civil authorities, and or local venues. The health and safety of our fans, performers, and employees are our top priorities, and we are monitoring the situation closely with our partners and government officials in Tampa Bay. We'll talk about SmackDown in a second.
Yes.
But yeah.
That is related to all this. Even though Mania hasn't been officially canceled yet, I'd be very shocked if it isn't at some point.
Or at least postponed.
Moved. It's
not taking place at the stadium.
On the scheduled date, yes. A lot of indie shows in and around Tampa area for Mania Weekend are announcing their cancellation or postponement. A WXW show on April 4th is canceled. They mentioned the newly implemented travel restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Prestige Wrestling had a show on April 2nd. That has been canceled. And WrestleCon said they're not sure what's going to happen with the convention. They do say that if WrestleMania is canceled, there will be no WrestleCon.
Yeah.
If WrestleMania is postponed, it could or couldn't happen. Also, OTT announced no Scrapper Mania this year.
Those pig heads on the beach, all for naught. Now that big, there's probably gonna be a good match. Moxley versus David Starr.
I know
that was gonna be a good match.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Friday in Detroit, SmackDown was scheduled to be there, and there was all sorts of confusion, even with the superstars themselves, as to whether or not that was still going to happen or if it was, as rumored, going to take place at the Performance Center. That was coming from PW Insider late yesterday, that it was going to be moved to the PC. WWE said it wasn't. Today, Alex McCarthy and then Ryan Satin confirmed from the WWE before WWE put it through CBS Sports. WWE confirms SmackDown will emanate from the Performance Center in Orlando this week, not Detroit, as originally planned.
This is from Alex McCarthy saying,
have to think this will be their strategy while they keep the Mania dream alive. So probably expect the same for Raw.
Yeah, and the WWE statement regarding SmackDown was, Friday Night SmackDown on March 13th will air live as regularly scheduled and emanate from WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida, with only essential personnel in attendance. So we saw NXT last night, and there were fans there. seemingly not the case for SmackDown.
Yeah.
The event was originally scheduled in Detroit, Michigan.
So be prepared for a very weird SmackDown.
Well, I think be prepared for this to be the norm.
And for it to be the norm.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So it's going to be... I have no idea if they would... If WrestleMania is canceled, they still have these storylines. Number one, they haven't said anything. You bring this point up, and it's a really good one. The wrestlers themselves need to be tested.
Yeah. Well, definitely if anybody starts showing any sort of symptoms or any flu-like symptoms, yeah, they need to be tested. And if anybody tests positive, they would the WWE would have to do what the NBA did and shut it down.
And shut it down.
Shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah. AEW, Dynamite. Of course, Blood and Guts coming up in two weeks.
2 weeks' time. Of course, next week in Rochester. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's been postponed. That's what PW Insider asked today. Ticketmaster announced that next Wednesday's AEW Dynamite in Rochester have been postponed until Wednesday, July 8th. The taping would have been the New York debut for All Elite Wrestling. The city has canceled and postponed a number of events over the last 48 hours after the first confirmed coronavirus case in the area, leading to the Rochester Health Commissioner recommending all events with 50 or more people be canceled. PW Insider also adds that they've been told there will be a live Dynamite coming Wednesday on TNT and that further details will be forthcoming. Wrestling Observer notes that speculation seems to indicate some sort of empty arena show, perhaps in Jacksonville.
Why don't they where do the Jaguars play, that big stadium?
Yeah,
just do an empty stadium match. Mm-hmm. Right there, you get your own WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. That's going to go down in an empty stadium.
Yeah, and additionally, the Prudential Center, home of AEW's Blood and Guts show, announced that all their March dates have been canceled. I believe the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, said no more large scale events.
Yeah.
So no official word from AEW and what may happen with that show. Whether if they do the empty arena route for next week, they do the same for the following week, whether they do the Blood and Guts war game style match or not, or wait until they can do it in an arena with fans in there, who knows? I think there's probably seemingly basically every wrestling company a great deal of uncertainty about mm-hmm. how to proceed because there's just a great deal of uncertainty about what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Ryan Satin, I mentioned this earlier on Fightful, had this via Fightful Select. It's a terrific thing. You should totally subscribe to it. They're on Patreon.
Yes, Fightful Select's the best. Sean Ross Sapp and his crew do great work.
Yeah, they really do. So this just came through as my phone doesn't want to know what to do. So let's see here. I'll just go through this. PWG also informed Talent Today their upcoming show is off. In addition to this, several members of the SmackDown crew were actively at the airport. We know Braun Strowman was because he tweeted about being annoyed with people sneezing and coughing everywhere.
Cover your cough and sneeze.
Touching everything. So several members of the SmackDown crew were actively at the airport, not having any clue if they were supposed to go to Detroit or Orlando, where the Performance Center is. Many were told last night to expect or flat out that they were going to Orlando before WWE denied it. Be nice if WWE kept any of their people in the loop.
Yeah, I know it'd be nice, but it seems the history's any indication they don't.
Employees of the venue in Detroit didn't find out until mid-afternoon today. That's Thursday.
Defy, they're canceling their show that was supposed to go down. Where is the date on from this? March 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Kings County, Washington, Seattle's been especially hard hit.
Yeah,
this far, and so there's been all sorts of restrictions on large gatherings.
How shocked are you that Vince McMahon is being stubborn about this Mania thing?
I'm not. I mean, I would like to think that his civic duty he's a businessman, so no, take precedence over his desire to keep his wallet full.
Yeah.
At the same time, I understand his stock pride has taken a serious, serious, serious hit. It's down like 60-something percent from the previous high.
Nobody is running shows anywhere with more than 100 people.
Some places, 50.
50. He thinks that...
So in like...
50,000 people.
If Mania is canceled, that stock price is going to go down even further. So
it is in the... It's $32.
It's going to go down to 20-something.
Yeah.
If Mania is canceled. So I guess I would understand that he would be holding out hope that some miracle can happen between now and April 5th. That will allow him to put on the show
mm-hmm.
for the sake of his business. I understand that. That being said, the smart thing to do is just cancel it
yeah,
and just do it. take the hit, or find an alternate way of putting on that show that's in compliance with whatever regulations that Tampa area or wherever they want to do it is putting in place for large-scale gatherings, because that's how you're going to eliminating large-scale gatherings is how you're going to flatten out the curve. You're going to alleviate a lot of potential stress on hospitals around the country if we just don't do these large-scale gatherings for a while. And, you know, whether it's postponing it for a month, wait till the summer, whatever, find a plan, stick to it as best you can. Again, things are so uncertain right now. It's probably hard to say, all right, we're going to schedule it for June something.
I'm trying to think storyline-wise. I'm trying to think, like, how this could play out. I mean, you've got the biggest matches of the year. Brock, Drew, Shayna, Becky. Cena versus The Fiend. I mean, somebody brought up today a good point about John Cena. This guy's schedule is probably locked in advance by like 12 months, if not more. And so he probably has this thing, WrestleMania, this date that he can be available on. Yeah. And who knows what it is after that if he's available.
I'll toss this idea out there. If you want to get through these storylines, it's once a week through the month of April. Just have your marquee Mania matches. Just have them on Raw from the Performance Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be weird because you're used to seeing those matches in front of 70,000 people. Not
seeing
an
Brock
empty,
versus Drew
not
McIntyre.
Not empty Performance Center.
Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre.
But if you're gonna being forced to cancel WrestleMania and you're worried as a company about losing goodwill amongst your fan base, giving those matches out for free and just like, okay, you got Brock and Drew. What do you want to do? You have 25 minutes. Tell me what you do what you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Like, give the talents the creative license to put on the matches that they think are for the best. That way you're not forced to the same time restrictions that you would at Mania, maybe, you know, where some matches are given 7 minutes when they probably should be given a heck of a lot more time.
I'm trying to think if they have any... Look, this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
It truly is. I'm trying to put piece it together. I mean, there was that one time when... There was that nasty snowstorm, so they had that weird Raw from
the clip show, essentially.
It was a clip show. I mean, I don't know if you can do that for a month, you know, a clip show, four clip shows over the span of a month, and then pick up storylines again, you know, when this blows over. But who knows how long that's going to be.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's open-ended. The Blizzard, you know, okay, we'll get through this night and tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. There are places in the country that are sunny, you know.
So, but with this being so open-ended... It's hard to tell.
I could see them maybe shutting down stories and then picking them back up in like, I don't know how long they could go without airing a televised live product. That's their thing. That's what they do. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll put it this way though. I will put it this way. I find it more easy to believe, I think, that we would see 2 months of clip shows and they literally just halt time for the storylines.
Yeah.
And then they figure, hey, in 2 months, this will probably blow over. They pick it back up in 2 months, and then they run Mania in like the summertime.
Yeah.
I see that as more likely than them having Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre in an empty performance center for WrestleMania. WrestleMania at the Performance Center.
Well, you wouldn't just have WrestleMania. You'd have just like one or two of these matches on Raw.
Well, yeah, that's a cool idea and everything, but I think that's so like... specific that I think that they would either have WrestleMania at the Performance Center or just push it to the summer and just stop producing content and put on clip shows. I think that's more likely, but I don't know. You can't push out these feuds for two more months until you can have the spectacle.
I guess we'll see what we get on SmackDown this run tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it's recap heavy,
it's probably going to be really good because whenever they have to change things on the fly.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be like amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right. Anyways, keep your eye on the channel. Keep your eye on your notifications. Make sure you hit that notify bell, and you'll always be notified whenever we go live. Tomorrow, we'll have our regular SmackDown review. I imagine you and I will talk about it, but if Mania gets canceled, we might have to make a quick trip into the office and do a news brief on that.
Well, they said that WWE has a week to decide.
They're going to push that as long as they can.
That for every second he can.
You're probably right about that.
Again, he's you know, he's got a business to operate. I understand his reticence to canceling his largest events of the year. Totally understandable. In the day, NCAA has canceled the tournament.
Disneyland shut down
for the rest of the month.
Disneyland shutting down for the rest of the month is Like WrestleMania, I'll be honest, is kind of peanuts compared to that. The amount of people who come through that.
The NCAA tournament is peanuts compared to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Pretty much any large-scale event that's been booked between now and like summer, canceled. Coachella, canceled. Or postponed.
South by Southwest, canceled.
Canceled. Yeah. All these events, E3, canceled. All these events, canceled. End of the day, to you know, use the wrestling phrase.
At the end of the day.
You just got to do, and I know they say this in their statement, you got to do what's best for your talent, your employees, for the town you're putting these shows on in, and just put on the brakes. I know it sucks from the financial standpoint, but like this is something that we all of us.
Everybody has to deal with, man.
We all have to get through it together.
I just went and bought like a ton of toilet paper.
I'm running low on toilet paper, so we have to work out a barter or something.
All right, we'll figure it out, man. But I'm not shaking your hand.
No, never.
Certainly not doing the Deadwood shake a hand. Mm-hmm. My goodness gracious. And we'll do a KG. All right. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.